Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, Army Wife Talk Radio. My name is Chrissy Gibbs, the Director of Development, and joining me today is our Partner Relations Coordinator, Caitlin Hevelon. Today, we're so excited for show number 939 because it's going to be a good one. Hello, Caitlin.
Thank you, Chrissy. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited that we're both here today to share such an amazing episode with our listeners. We will kick it off by sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life. Then in just a bit, we will hear from our Director of Marketing and Events, Annie Pierce, as she chats with Brittany Raines from Inspire Up Foundation about Giving Tuesday Military. As you could probably tell, we are also excited to showcase this guest today. Why? Because of our unique connection to today's guest and organization. Chrissy and I both attended the Inspire Up conference last year and had the chance to meet Brittany in real life. But before we dive into today's episode, let's catch up. How are things going for you, Chrissy, over in Germany?
Oh my gosh, they're going really well. I just want to touch back real quick because obviously we both went to Inspire Up and that's where you and I met, Caitlin. I don't know if people know that, but that's how you and I met. And then eventually how you joined us here at Army Wife Network. It's so exciting. Are you going this year?
I am. I'm super excited. It is Veterans Day weekend.
Oh, awesome. So that's definitely coming up, obviously, for us while we're taping. But when this comes out, I believe it will be soon.
It'll be the following weekend, I think.
You're going to actually like to Nashville for it, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
My country loving soul.
It's going to be so fun. I bet you're going to be line dancing.
Yes, they have already leaked that little spoiler. They hired like a Nashville line dancing company to come in and teach.
What? Oh, I'm super jealous that I don't get to go this year. If only I was a little bit closer. I will say that is the one, probably only one thing that I missed from Germany because I really love it here in Germany, but I was like super sad that I can't just fly back for everything I want to fly back for.
I'm going to be in your shoes next year. So I get it.
I know. I'm so excited you're coming over here. It's going to be super fun to have you closer and I will definitely help walk you through those steps. But you know what? Army Wife Network's got your back because that's literally how I got myself here. I did all the checklists and everything PCS. It was super helpful.
I am already started on those because I'm a compulsive planner. Even though that doesn't always work with military life. I already have my 2023 planner.
That's not too far out.
And I went above and beyond and got a planner that's made by a military spouse-owned company. So she puts in pages specifically for military families. Like,
hey, girl, did you get your spouse
station, a new duty station? Yes, I did.
Yes, I have one as well. That's so cool. I do love everything she throws in there because it's obviously specific to our lifestyle.
I just love that there's two pages for everything. So like your primary contact for like your doctor, car maintenance, all that kind of stuff. There's two pages. So like for me, we're moving mid-year.
Yes.
So I can still have both places and I'm not like writing on top of everything.
Yes. That's so good for people frequently. Oh my gosh. It's been so much fun catching up with you, Caitlin. And I'm so glad you decided to join us here at Army Wife Network. Did you know that Army Wife Network is completely powered by volunteers and the generosity of our sponsors? It is an honor to introduce today's show sponsor, Fitbit Health Solutions. At Fitbit, they're on a mission to help everyone be healthier. In celebration of Veterans and Military Families Appreciation Month, they're honoring America's heroes with a special military discount. Now through November 25th, Fitbit is offering 35% off of its latest lineup of devices. So grab one for you and a loved one so you can embark on your journey to better health together. You're going to visit id.me/Fitbit-Veterans-Deals for more details. Thank you so much, Fitbit, for empowering us to empower military spouses. Before we hear from today's guest, Brittany Rains, let's check in with this week's Resource Recon, brought to you from our ever-empowering band of bloggers. Caitlin, which blog are we highlighting this week?
This week's featured blog is from LaVon Rehe. It is titled Forever in Ziplocs and Totes. LaVon writes, when I searched Pinterest for the best way to organize Legos, I was drawn to the small plastic bin method. My kids' toys are organized by themed plastic totes and toy bins. My nail polish storage is in a large Ziploc bag. My extra candles are in Ziploc bags. I mean, why bother fully unpacking all of these things when eventually they will just need to be packed up again the very same way? Ziplocs and totes make it easy to prepare for a move, easy to unpack, and easy to organize and store. Do you understand my line of thinking? I process my home organization by PCSs. This might be a problem, or maybe it's genius. Simply an acceptable reality? I'm still not sure. So here it all sits, everything in Ziploc bags and plastic totes, waiting for the next move. This week's featured blog is super relatable. What do you think, Chrissy?
Oh my gosh. I mean, if you're a military spouse or military family, there's no way you have in your house anything that, like, you have to have a Ziploc bag full of stuff and totes full of stuff, because there's like, you're moving constantly.
Our totes of stuff like that that never get open have made their way to my father-in-law's house since we are still doing the living tiny until we go to Germany.
So yeah, you're living super small.
Around. prior to moving into our camper, like we did a Diddy move every single time. So the totes speaks to me because I couldn't do the cardboard boxes. They made me nervous. They got squished.
Yes.
I bought all of the little baby tough box-ish totes, yes, from like Home Depot and Target and all the places.
Yeah. If you're planning on keeping them in the totes too, it's going to look nicer than if you're going to move a whole box full of stuff and leave it in the box. Like, it just doesn't look as nice. So you're like, oh, this looks organized and nice in a tote. No one needs to know that it's just chaotic inside it.
That, and when it's raining during your pack,
oh gosh, you're not going to get wet.
The truck,
oh,
have to stress that everything inside is going to start molding on you.
Or if God forbid you have like a flood in your home and everything's in the basement and it gets wet, you don't want to have them in boxes. That's for sure.
Everything definitely has their pros and cons, but this one has very little cons for me. It makes my organization part of my soul just so happy.
Yes, because it just makes sense. It really does.
They're easy to label. They're easy to stack. It just, regardless of if they're in a closet or your basement, like when you need to go get into them,
mm-hmm,
it's a little less stressful to me.
I think LaVon hit it like nail right on the head. She definitely, is that the way a saying goes? I don't even know.
That sounds right.
Yeah, sure. You know what I mean though. She definitely nailed it. Well, it's almost time to check in with Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent Emma Tai as she shares this week's top stories. But first, here's Amanda Bickneys, our Director of Empowerment, with this week's Empowerment Patrol Report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bickneys, Director of Empowerment, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing Army Wife Network's Everyday Empowerment recipient, Amanda Krieger. I personally nominated Amanda for this recognition because she has empowered me so much as a military spouse, reader, and aspiring author. Even when she is going through rough waters and overcoming her own obstacles, she remains a true friend. Amanda has been one of my biggest supporters with my writing, and she always finds a way to check in with me. Amanda, I'm so proud to have you as a friend and writing sister. You are so loved, and I couldn't be more grateful for your friendship and support. Thank you for everything you've done to empower me to accomplish my goals and dreams. Thanks again to Amanda Krieger for doing your part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bickneys, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Wife Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Thanks, Chrissy. Howdy, y'all, and buckle up for this week's News 6 update. Navy destroyer lends a hand. A Coast Guard call went out on October 18th in Hawaii asking for all available boats to assist in a rescue. What they did not expect was for the Navy destroyer USS Daniel Inouye to answer the call. The Sea Diamond, a commercial fishing boat, was dealing with a broken propeller shaft and was stranded out at sea. The Coast Guard sent out a Mayday request on their behalf, and the USS Inouye happened to be at the right place at the right time. 2 hours after the call went out, the Navy destroyer had the fishing boat towed into harbor. It is our duty to provide help to our fellow mariners whenever and wherever they need it, and Inouye's crew responded admirably and professionally to make sure we could return the Sea Diamond and her crew to safe harbor, said U.S. Navy Commander David Hale, the commanding officer of the destroyer-turned-rescue vessel, in a release statement. We all know fishermen are known for their tall tales, but this true story might top them all for the Sea Diamond crew. Learn more at Coffee or Die magazine. Speaking of coffee, Starbucks brews up some appreciation for U.S. veterans. Current and former military service men and women will have the opportunity to start their Veterans Day celebration strong with a free coffee from Starbucks. Veterans can receive one tall, hot coffee on November 11th. This free coffee is also being offered to all dependents with a valid military ID. Splurging on a macchiato instead? Fortunately, that's not the only love Starbucks is showing to military members this Veterans Day. 25 cents of every coffee served on the 11th will be donated evenly between two military charities. These organizations are Headstrong and Team Red, White, and Blue. Headstrong provides no-cost counseling to veterans and their families. They are paired with counselors trained in PTSD and other combat-related mental health issues. Their services are provided in person in 12 different states or through telehealth. Team Red, White, and Blue, or RWB for short, offers events, workouts, and running groups for military members, veterans, and their families. They are proud to have 200 locations nationwide. Sounds like my perfect coffee, hot, caffeinated, and free of charge. For more information, head to stories.starbucks.com. Good news, gamers. Call of Duty fans, play for a cause. A new charitable bundle for the Modern Warfare 2/Warzone 2.0 will soon be available for gamers, with proceeds being used to help veterans. The Call of Duty Endowment, or CODE for short, Protector Pack, will be the only cosmetic pack available for the next few weeks of the game. The proceeds for this pack, which includes 10 items, will go directly to the endowment, which helps U.S. and British veterans find jobs in the civilian market. Call of Duty has already helped place over 100,000 veterans in sustainable jobs and careers. If you are a veteran yourself, you can snag the pack free of charge. This pack includes the Protector's Companion Rifle Blueprint, Frontline Stripes Vehicle Skin, Tagged Weapon Charm, Merman Calling Card, 1 double XP Token, 1 double weapon XP Token, and plenty of others. As video gaming is already popular in the military community, it's nice to see the love goes both ways. Learn more at Forbes.com. This day in history. On November 7th, 2000, for the first time in American history, a presidential election was declared a statistical tie. The two candidates, Republican George W. Bush and Democrat Al Gore, along with the rest of the nation, had to wait until December 12th to find out who would come out on top. George W. Bush was declared the winner after a tumultuous battle on the Senate floor. A big factor of this election hoopla was the overseas absentee ballots from members of the military and their families. Goes to show your vote and voice always matters. Find out more at history.com. That's it for me. This is Emma Tai for News 6, signing out.
You know what they say, listeners, no news is good news in military life, except when it's coming from our Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent. Thank you, Emma, for always keeping us in the need-to-know news loop. Listeners, let's take a quick commercial break and then stay tuned for Annie's interview with Brittany about Giving Tuesday Military.
Need more information to engage, educate, encourage, and empower you in your military life journey? At ArmyWifeNetwork.com, you can find nearly 2,500 blog posts about deployment, PCS, Army life, health, finances, parenting, and so much more. You can also check out our most popular resource, Post with the Most. Courtney from Oklahoma says, Army Wife Network gave me confidence and resources to successfully handle deployment. Their podcasts and blog posts were just what I needed to realize I wasn't alone. Tap into all of our empowering resources at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Welcome back, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Annie Pierce, your Director of Marketing, and I'm excited to be bringing you today's empowering episode. Inspire Up Foundation's motto is giving always, because though they want to see everyone come together on Giving Tuesday each year, their hope is that individuals and organizations recognize the value and impact of implementing kindness and generosity every single day. Today, we will be talking about Giving Tuesday with Brittany Rains, the Director of Community Engagement and GTM, which stands for Giving Tuesday Military, Ambassador Liaison with Inspire Up Foundation. Brittany Rains has been the director of Giving Tuesday Military with the Inspire Up Foundation since March of 2021. She has been a dedicated servant to her community wherever the Army has taken her along her journey. In 2017 and 2022, she was the Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year at Fort Drum, New York, and Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. In 2020, the Rains family was selected as the Army Family of the Year by the Association of the United States Army. Brittany, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
What a great introduction. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're so excited that you could be with us. The holidays tend to remind us all of the feel-good nature of giving. And as your website states, one act of kindness can really have a ripple effect. But before we ripple too far, let's start at the beginning. Tell us about Giving Tuesday Military.
Well, Giving Tuesday Military was a movement launched by four of our fellow military spouses in 2019. To inspire intentional acts of kindness and sort of transform the world into what we like to refer to as our kids see it. And as that simplicity and to really engage with the community.
I love it. Especially like having a toddler, you tend to see the world through their eyes and it's kind of a really cool world through their eyes. So I love that that's what you guys want to do.
For sure.
Can you give us some specific examples of intentional acts of kindness?
So I love that word intentional because you can be kind always, right? But really engaging and thinking about the acts of kindness that you're going to do and how they might affect your community. So they're easy. They're things you probably do every day or with your kids. So we encourage chalk messages on, you know, sidewalk. You can do it in your neighborhood or even go to like downtown and write some inspiring messages for people. Letters to veterans. We work closely with the Veterans Pen Pal Project to write letters to veterans in hospice care. Mm-hmm. The Warm Up Project is one of our programs as well to collect warm scarves and hats and gloves and put them out for anybody who might be in need. Essential needs drives. So that could be something food or, like I said, clothing or pajamas. And then post-it notes, you know, just exchanging kind post-it notes. That's very popular with our kids in classrooms.
Oh, I love the post-it note idea.
Yes.
That's so
easy, inspiring, and create some smiles.
Right. And I love something that kids can do because you guys are involved in so many great things and it's wonderful. But the post-it notes and the chalk things, I love that that gets kids involved and starts the kindness, the intentional act of kindness from a young age. Can you discuss the impact of Giving Tuesday Military?
Well, the wave of impact and sort of those ripples the past 3 years have been immeasurable. It starts with just a discussion with one of our volunteers and maybe about one of the projects that they've been involved with. And because we're such a large organization full of great volunteers that work on so many projects that that ripple effect is sort of immeasurable. And it sort of depends on the individual that it's touching. So we love having those conversations and seeing really just in that moment how you transform somebody's day, because it sort of depends on who you're talking to and the community that you're involved with.
I love the visual that comes with thinking about it as a ripple effect, because you can do something so small and it can have such a big impact on so many other people. I just love that visual. So how many volunteers do you hope to have this year, and how do they hear about Giving Tuesday Military?
Well, we currently have just over 100 volunteers that have registered, and they've heard about it through word of mouth. We're really deep into the military spouse community. And so a lot of times it's just hearing about us through our programming, and also on social media is our key point of contact as far as learning about us and learning what we do and sharing what we're doing. I would personally love to see an ambassador in every state, but we currently on the plus side have about 40 states involved, and we're in 5 countries across the globe. And so just in 3 years' time, being able to really stretch internationally like we have has been a success all by itself.
5 countries, that really is. I love how widespread this is. And like you said, it would be wonderful to have an ambassador in every state. Sounds like maybe a goal or something.
For sure.
Tell me, why is this movement so important?
Well, I think we believe as a military community that because we are given so much from the communities that we live in, that it's our sort of human responsibility to create a kinder world and sort of bridge that gap between the military world and the civilian communities that we live in. Our, like you said before, Giving Always has really turned into our motto, and because it's just so much more than 24 hours. So while we celebrate on that one day, the ripple effects, because that happens so fast and so big on those days, it's truly would do a disservice if we only celebrated one day and really only gave back that one day. And so creating that kinder world has become a lifestyle for many of us.
And that's such a great lifestyle to have. If we could all remember, you know, the feel good nature of giving all year round and not just during the holidays, which, like you've talked about, is what you guys are trying to achieve. But that would just be, it would honestly make the world the way you guys are talking about, the world that our kids see. Thanks so much for sharing with our listeners such an inspirational cause. After the break, we will talk about Brittany's reason for joining this mission and how you can become an ambassador. Listeners, if you would like to learn more about Giving Tuesday Military, visit their website at givingtuesdaymilitary.com or connect with them on social media via Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Giving Tuesday Military, or connect on Twitter at Giving Tuesday Mil. And you can also learn about the Inspire Up Foundation at their website, inspireupfoundation.org. And don't worry if you're on the go or just did not get all of those handles and websites. All of this will be in our show notes. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after our commercial break. We'll be right back.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Fitbit Health Solutions. Fitbit's on a mission to help everyone in the world be healthier. Let us help support, inspire, and motivate the health and wellness of you and your family. Packed with the features that fuel your health journey, our stylish lineup of devices can help you and your family learn to manage stress, sleep better, and live healthier. To thank you and your families for your service, Fitbit is offering 35% off up to 2 devices from our latest lineup of wearables. Grab one for you and a loved one so you can embark on the journey to better health together. Join our mission to help everyone be healthier and visit id.me/fitbit-veterans-deals today to check your eligibility and shop this offer. Limit 2 devices per purchase. Offer ends November 25th. Take charge of your health with the latest from Fitbit.
engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. We're continuing our conversation with Brittany Raines about Giving Tuesday Military. So Brittany, why is the military the perfect avenue for this movement?
The way we see it is we have not only military spouses, service members across the globe, but this also is not only targeted to service members and the military community. It's also just for patriotic supporters. And so we are widespread. But also we move a lot, right? So I, like you had pointed out in my bio, I was in Fort Drum and now I'm in Fort Leonard Wood. And it's something sort of like my household goods that I'm able to bring with me and I'm able to bring to a new community or maybe engage with a program that's already here for Giving Tuesday Military and expand, or when they PCS, I can take over. It really just is such a fluid and flexible type of community giving that we're able to be literally everywhere across the globe.
I mean, you said the magic word for military spouses, the flexibility of being able to do this even after PCSing is something that I think most military spouses look forward to.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
For you, what was your reason for wanting to join this movement?
Well, who can say no to kindness? I think just the plug and the platform itself is easy to hop on board with. And that key word flexibility, that it can be difficult for ambassadors to really wrap their brains around, but we want you guys to do whatever you want with this. And so I loved the idea of giving back easy, simple, intentional acts of kindness, but you can make it as big or as small as you want to. And I loved that about that, that I could truly take this and make it my own and how I wanted to give back with my family and my friends and my organizations.
Oh, okay. Again, that gives you flexibility and you have the ability to customize it and kind of personalize it to, you know, things that your heart speaks to.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So can you tell us more about your ambassadors and how someone can become an ambassador?
I've mentioned it before. Our ambassadors come from all different backgrounds, all different lifestyles, any branch of the military down to patriotic supporters. Just you have to love your country. but we want you to come from anywhere because we are only as good as our volunteers, and we're growing every year because we are getting so many different personalities and so many different walks of life who are able to bring to us their causes and bring to us their passion projects. And we're able then to sort of leverage our network and share that with our other ambassadors and other military spouse community members. You can join going to our website, givingtuesdaymilitary.com. And there's just a quick link, a quick form to sign up and register. That registration doesn't mean you have to lead a huge program. It can be you with your family on that day out doing intentional acts of kindness, or you can take on a big project and really make it a large community event. Again, it's whatever you're able and want to do. But yeah, you can sign up through our website. And then we also have ways to share and communicate with other ambassadors after you do that.
I'm going to go a little off script, so I hope you'll go with me on this one. All right. But you've talked about passion projects and maybe something for ambassadors to help them give an idea, because I love the flexibility that they can customize things and make it their own. But what are some of the things that you have done as an ambassador that are like projects that really spoke to your heart?
So my two big projects that I personally do every year is I set up blood drives across the area. This year I actually have 4 scheduled across my region that will be happening on that day. And it's such an easy give back, right? You donate blood, you can save 3 lives. It's something that we're all able to do. And I always tell, I have people in my network that are not able to donate blood, but they're able to share and they're able to try to get other people to sign up. And that's what I need, is their people and their friends. The other project that I always do is actually my own volunteer organization, is the Warm Up Project. I mentioned it earlier. It's something my family and I founded about 3 years ago. But all we do is we collect donated warm clothing items and we go put them out at like bus stops and put them on trees just downtown and at parks. And the thought process behind it is not targeting a specific community. So we're not saying these are for homeless individuals. We are saying that everyone can walk out the door and maybe underestimate how cold it was, or they can walk out and be in a hurry and then be waiting for an appointment or waiting to catch a ride and get really cold. And that just having that there is able to help them through their day or brighten their day. And they all come with a note that says, it's tagged onto like the scarf, and it says, "I'm not lost. I'm here just for you. If you're cold, take me." And so it's very simple, but it targets the whole community.
That's awesome, especially because we talked about how you came from Fort Drum, where it is so easy to underestimate how cold it is with the wind chill in the winter.
Yes. But even here in Missouri, I mean, we woke up this morning and it was 35 degrees outside and it was beautiful, 80 degrees yesterday. And so just if I had gotten out to do that yesterday, how it maybe would have helped somebody at the bus stop, or, you know, waiting for the school bus, or something really simple that I feel like we don't always think about, that just everyone can have an off day and it really can help just anyone in the moment.
Absolutely. And it speaks back to the ripple effect, because, you know, that one act of kindness can then have them want to give it forward as well, which again is how the ripple effect works.
The idea.
So I know we've mentioned some websites, but where can our listeners go to find even more empowering information about your resources?
Well, we would love for everybody to follow us on social media. You mentioned it. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We're very active on Instagram. We also created LinkedIn, and some of that is a gift back to our ambassadors, where you can put this as something that you're working on as a job or volunteer description on your LinkedIn. So we want people to be able to lean on us for those things as well, and references that we're able to give back and say, yes, these people led a program that helped X amount of people, or they were able to push out this information, and trying to make it a professional opportunity for them as well. And then on Facebook, the biggest spot that I would love people to go to is we have a group. So we have a Facebook page, but we also have a Facebook group that has about 4,000 members. And that is where that everybody shines. So all of our volunteers go there, and that's where they share their photos. That's where they share ideas and a lot of that communication back and forth, and really love for one another, and networking really happens in that Facebook group. And then we also have our website, givingtuesdaymilitary.com, and Inspire Up, which is our sort of umbrella foundation, the Inspire Up Foundation. They also have their website, inspireupfoundation.org.
Love Facebook for, you know, especially because being in the military, we're all over the place. So it's a great way to connect and make sure that you don't feel alone in this.
For sure. Well, and that group, I wish I could explain, especially as we're getting closer to Giving Tuesday Military, November 29th, is that everyone's really gearing up. And so the true inspiration that comes from what people are putting out there as their projects, or maybe we didn't know we were in the same community and we're able to network that and team up for a bigger event, or that little group is unmatched as far as being able to connect across the world.
I also can't tell you enough, like tell our listeners enough, the power of volunteering, because it's something where like you are able to do something that you might not have the experience in and might not, you know, qualify for a job in, but you can get that experience. And then, like you said, you can get the references that you would need for a job. So I highly recommend to anyone out there listening, volunteering is a wonderful, wonderful way to not only give back, but also to help yourself as well. So our primary mission here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. And we always want to hear what empowerment means to our guests. So tell us, how would you complete this sentence? Empowerment is?
Pressure. Empowerment to us, I feel like at Giving Tuesday Military, is recognizing the power of your voice and your actions, those ripple effects, to truly change the world.
I love that, because then it's so easy to think like, what can I do? You know, I'm just one person, but as we've talked about, there's the ripple effect, and you can do so much with so little.
Yes. Yep. We're here to change the world, one person, one act of kindness at a time.
And to make it the world that our kids see. I love that. Well, it's such a wonderful vision to have. Brittany, thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing with our listeners more about the Inspire Up Foundation and Giving Tuesday Military and how our listeners can get involved. And as always, thank you so much for serving our military community.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm inspired daily by the network of others in this community. So I truly appreciate the opportunity to come on and share.
We think that we have the military's, especially the military spouse community, is such a big and strong community that we love seeing the power that we really have. Thank you again to today's guest, Brittany Raines from the Inspire Up Foundation. Now let's hand it back to our hosts in the metaphorical studio to hear what they thought about today's conversation.
Thank you, Brittany, for sharing such empowering resources with us and our listeners this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Giving Tuesday, head over to @GivingTuesdayMilitary on social media. All right, Caitlin, let's unpack this. What did you think?
I absolutely love this mission, and I have signed up to be an ambassador for our base here currently.
Yay! So that's awesome.
Super excited. Yes.
I didn't get a chance to log on and look, but I know that they're looking for some in, I think they're trying to reach what, 10 more states, she said?
Yes, there's 10 states currently that they don't have, and a ton of countries overseas where there's military installations, but they don't currently have a representative.
Awesome. And I'll have to go and look.
Even if there's already a representative for your state or country, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're at the same base as you. Right. Even if they are at the same base as you, you can join forces and make an even bigger impact. So it's one of those really great things.
Yes. Last year I looked to find who was our, cause I was going to sign up last year for to be an ambassador, and we had one at our location. So I just linked up with her and said, hey, what's your plan this year? Like, what are we focusing on? And last year we were doing like a coat drive and supporting basically we had a lot of international soldiers coming over. So we were supporting those international families. But I was just super excited to help her out, but I'm obviously going to go and look and see if we have one here. And if we do, I'll help the person out here as well. Did you do like little tasks last Giving Tuesday?
I did some little individual ones last Giving Tuesday.
Yes, that's awesome.
I have time post-conference where I really got more information on the program to dive into it and create something for our base. But this year, I have a small group.
I'm so excited.
Some of the key spouses. And of course, since we have every single branch of service here, there's more than key spouses. We have the Navy's version, which I can never say that word appropriately, so I'm not even going to attempt. And then we have, of course, a few people from our Army unit and a few Marine spouses who are jumping in. And we're really focusing, our mission is focused on the base itself, because we are a 90% training installation. So our student population is absolutely massive.
Yes.
And we do see a lot of struggles with.
There's some need there. Yes.
Like mental health and just overall like positivity and morale. So mm-hmm. we are taking the time to focus all that towards those students to try and help that mission.
I love that you're supporting that. And just like they said, it's just going to be like a waterfall effect where, you know, one person starts it and then other people see what you're doing and they want to help out or do the same, or if they've been helped, they know what it feels like. I love this. I love this mission. It just speaks to my soul. And I hope that everybody like jumps on the trend, and it doesn't have to be all about social media. You don't have to post what you're doing, but if you do, make sure that you tag them. I know they love seeing what everybody's up to.
Absolutely. And they add that towards their count. I know they have the 1 million act of kindness goal every year, but I know they crushed that far and beyond. So every time someone tags them to show what they're doing, that goes towards that count.
Oh my gosh. Who counts 1 million things? That's crazy.
It takes them a few days to catch up, but yes.
I love that. Well, as they say in the military, we are nearing the end X, or the end of exercise, point in our programming. As you RTB, return to base, we invite you to join us every Thursday for our weekly Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment, where team members share their personal experiences. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our next full-length episode when we chat with Sarah Lennox from Armed Forces Housing Advocates to discuss the need to improve the quality of military housing. Oh, this is going to be such a good one. We are looking forward to sharing this powerful information with you and your military spouse tribe.
As we wrap up, we want to again say thank you to our empowering Army Wife Talk radio show sponsor, Fitbit. Take charge of your health with the latest devices from Fitbit. To thank you and your families for their service, Fitbit is offering 35% off of up to 2 Fitbit devices from our latest lineup of wearables, only for the military community. This offer ends November 25th, right after Thanksgiving on Black Friday. Visit id.me/Fitbit-veterans-deals for details. Sponsors like Fitbit help us do what we are called to do and empower military spouses. If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, let's partner up. Please email empower@armywifenetwork.com.
And finally, if you want to connect with us here at Army Wife Network beyond the podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, The Sit Rep, and that's Situation Report for anyone new to our Mill Spouse neighborhood. In our Sit Rep newsletter, we showcase our top blog posts, upcoming podcast information, exclusive printables, giveaways, sponsor information, and more. Once you're signed up, you'll receive our newsletter into your inbox twice per month. To sign up, just visit armywifenetwork.com and enter your email at the right sidebar.
Listeners, it is a true honor to be part of your Mill Spouse Squad. We thank you for your continued support and interaction. Like you are here for us, we are always there to help you navigate through your military life journey. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.